presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Being self-employed can have numerous benefits, but one of the drawbacks is often a sense of isolation. So something called co-working is emerging to counter that.
Co-working, as we've defined it, is a number of self-employed people who have come together in a common workspace to avoid the problems of working alone. I know for myself, 7 years of working out of a home office, I started to go a little batty without other people around. I've also found that having other people around energizes me and helps me to be able to work.
Anthony Tussler is one of the co-founders of Sonoma County's first co-working project, the SoCo Depot, which opened its doors in downtown Pengrove last spring. As the term implies, co-working is philosophically akin to co-housing. Tussler calls it an intentional community of self-employed workers.
In the beginning, when we talked about coming together, we were very explicit that everyone in the organization would support each other, which is one of our top values, much like in co-housing. But we're on a business model. There's two of us who are the leaseholders. There's a steering committee. So it doesn't have nearly the number of committees and cooperative feel that co-housing might have.
The concept isn't all that new, Tussler admits, but the term co-working is.
About 2 years ago in San Francisco, the word was coined, co-working, and a couple of people there really started to promote the idea. When I ran across the word co-working, it gave me then the vehicle to be able to see if other people were interested. And it turns out here in southern Sonoma County, other people were interested.
One of them is Paul Rangel, who moved his tech consulting business into a space in the SoCo Depot after hearing about it in a nearby cafe.
Everybody's very professional, very much into what they do, and everybody's enthusiastic and excited. And I think it's even better than a typical work situation where you get some people just doing the 9-to-5. I mean, these are people who are very enthusiastic about what they're doing.
And Rangel, who lives within easy bicycling distance, has found other benefits as well.
Having to commute being less and less of a viable option, this is a great alternative to have a place to go and get work done that's not a cafe.
The cooperative enterprise, which now has 10 members with space for up to 14 and maybe a couple more part-time participants, held its first public open house last night. For Tussler, it was a chance to show off their facility, which is housed in part of a former produce warehouse just across the street from Pengrove's post office.
It's a long, low, tin-sided, tin-roofed building. When you walk in, it's very clear that the floors have been around for 100 years. And so it's got high ceilings, open beams, and we've been able to paint it and put up artwork and generally make it ours. And so it's this interesting mix of Sonoma County funky as well as cutting-edge workspace.
That includes Wi-Fi internet access and a meeting room where video conferencing capabilities will soon be added. The Pengrove Depot may be the first co-working group in the North Bay, but others are likely to follow. The number of such sites is mushrooming all across the country and beyond. You can find a link to the full list and photos of the SoCo Depot on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.